And we're talking with Bill Brigoli, because Wednesday is movie day. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Excellent. And I hear you have some excellent movies.
Yeah, but first let's recap the big weekend. Bob Marley surprised everybody.
He is a surprise. Because he's dead.
Yeah. $51 million. Now, that's from Wednesday through Sunday, because that opened on Valentine's Day.
Oh, it did. That's right.
But it outperformed, as they say in the business. And overseas, it made $29 million. So altogether, $80 million. The budget was only $70 million. So they'll make some money.
All right. It's back. It's in the black.
That's right. And Madam Web totally bombed. That's the sort of Spider-Man, but not really Spider-Man movie from Sony. And it made $25.8 million. Again, that was from Wednesday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And third place went to Argyle. That's the spy movie with bad reviews.
And, okay.
Yeah, that's rough. 5.5, it's made $76 million worldwide. Altogether, $200 million budget. It's not going to get near there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Migration, and that's the animated movie about ducks. That went well. It actually crossed a $100 million domestic market. And Wonka, round that out, the top five. Wonka is still there, though this may be its last week on the top five.
Ah, okay. Well.
Yeah. And it's all because we have new stuff coming out. Starting this weekend, we got Ordinary Angels, it's called. It's a drama, one of these heartwarming dramas with Hilary Swank, who we haven't seen in quite a while.
No, you're right. And, it's about time.
Yeah. Yeah, and she had a kid, too, not too long ago. So she's been busy with other stuff. But this is actually based on a true story of this woman hairdresser who heard about her neighbor, whose daughter desperately needed a liver, and she rallied the community to help the guy pay for it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, so, again, one of the heartwarming things. On the stranger side is Drive Away Dolls.
Like drive-by dolls?
No, drive-away dolls. Right. Margaret Qualley's in it, Charlene Vissaswantham, Beanie Feldstein, and Coleman Domingo, and it's directed by Ethan Coen of the Coen Brothers.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and this follows a woman named Jamie. She's a free spirit, and she's dealing with yet another breakup with a girlfriend, so she gets her more demure friend, Marion, who desperately needs to loosen up to go on the road. Meanwhile, they run into a bunch of gangsters. In the trunk is something the gangsters really want, but they didn't know that because they rented the car.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know where rent, but they were being paid to drive it from one place to another.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's an old trick. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, again, called Drive Away Dolls. Also in theaters is something called The Stolen Valley, and this is another can't pay for my medicine movies. About this woman named Lupe. She's a Mexican Navajo mechanic, and she has to get help from her father, who she's never met, and she meets a woman named Maddie accidentally because the two of them, without realizing it, robbed a pawn shop. chasing them. Yeah. She's got to deal with Lupe. Yeah. Well, then there's something on Netflix called Mea Culpa, which means I made a mistake.
Yes, I made a big mistake.
That's right. Yeah, and this follows this very ambitious crook. It follows the ambitious crook's lawyer, defense attorney, and he's really trying to make partner at this business. So he takes on a murder case, and it's more than he can handle. So what's going on there? Amazon has the strangest title of the movie for the week. It's called The Second Best Hospital in Outer Space.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
That sounds like an episode of some show like Quark.
Yeah. Well, this is animated, obviously.
Even better.
The voices of, Natasha Lyonne, Kieran Culkin, who just got himself an Emmy. He does a voice, and it follows Sleech and Clack. They're alien doctors who specialize in sci-fi illnesses.
Okay, well, that's a demand for that, I think, in space.
We got that. Also, And it's something called Merry Road. It's, let me see, who's in this? Luke Berry, Hugh Higgins, not a lot of big names, except for Toby James. He's an English actor. You recognize him as sort of pudgy, and he keeps working a lot. And this is the story of a flawed everyman. He ends up committing a crime, and he's pretty upset about it. And because he did that, his child is in danger. So this is one of those ticking clock movies. Can he save his little girl? And it's British. Yeah. Though you wouldn't know it. It looks very much like an American film, but they were driving on the other side of the street in the trailer. So I think that's a clue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got Dragon Keeper. And this, too, is animated. It's got the voices of Bill Nighy. He's a British actor. He's very nice. Anthony Howell's in it. And it takes place in ancient China, when dragons were once friends with humans. But humans got greedy. And that ended.
Had to come to an end. Somebody ruined it for us.
That's right. That ended the whole alliance. And meanwhile, in a forgotten fortress, a young slave girl named Ping strikes up an unlikely friendship with a dragon. You guessed it.
Aha.
Yeah.
Ping, ping.
And for you, I'd rather buy the DVD fans, your big day is coming early next week when Wonka is finally available on DVD.
Well, it's been on the top five for several weeks now.
Yeah,
so it
still is.
It's about due.
Ten weeks it's been out there. It's doing fine. It'll be interesting to see how these things sell out. Maybe everybody who needed to see it has seen it already, but we'll see. That happens,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Also, coming on DVD is Next Goal Wins. That's from Taika Waititi, and it's about a soccer team from American Samoa.
Mm-hmm.
And they suffered a humiliating defeat in the World Cup years earlier. They lost like 31-0.
Yes.
They're not doing well, and the coach, who has had his own problems, is sent to American Samoa. So it's kind of a fish out of water movie, because the Samoans are kind of funny. And also is another strange idea. It's called Dream Scenario, and it's about this guy played by Nicolas Cage who keeps showing up in everybody's dreams.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, and he's just a, schlubby kind of college professor, and things start to get strange because everyone goes up to him and says, "Hey, you know, I had a dream about you last night." Yeah, well, that's a weird place to be.
It is.
So, so also coming out the weekend after will be Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom and The Color Purple. So, plenty to see. On DVD, and hey, why not just go to the movies first? That's what I say.
Yeah, at least buy some overpriced popcorn.
There you go.
All righty, Bill. Well, we'll look forward to next week.